Well, here we have a little bit more information on the actual design of the state plane coordinate systems as originally done by Dr. Oscar Adams of the Coast and Geodetic Survey some time ago. The first was done in North Carolina at the request of some highway engineers. Now, Dr. Adams tried to keep the zones that he created to 158 miles, approximately. This was to limit the distortion of the lines, so that not only were the angles preserved, but there weren't any radical differences in length between a measured line on the Earth and one on the map, or in the coordinate system. Now, by not radical, to keep them within one part in 10,000, which was pretty good for the surveying technology of the day. He placed 4/6 of the map projection between the standard lines and 1/6 on each side outside at each extremity, as you see in the image here. State plane coordinates were created to be the basis of a method that approximated geodetic accuracy without forcing measurements to be reduced with the rather laborious geodetic calculations that were required. Now, in the days when those calculations required sharp pencils and lots of midnight oil, this was much to be desired, to be able, again, to manipulate large-scale work using plane trigonometry. And, of course, plane coordinate systems can accommodate that. And that was the fundamental idea behind these. The limitation of the zone was to keep the scale distortion to one part in 10,000.